الله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين أسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا حسن النية جميعا. طيب قبل أن نبدأ الكلام في كتاب الحج أذكر أمرين. Before we start talking about الحج, let me mention two issues. الأمر الأول, إن شاء الله غدا في الصباح في الدرس الصباحي نسأل عما مضى في الزكاة والصيام. إن شاء الله tomorrow in the morning session I'll ask question about the previous chapters of Zakah and Siyam. الأمر الثاني شيخ عبد الله يسلم عليكم. The second issue شيخ عبد الله gives you his salam. طيب. الحج من الأمور التي هي من أهم أمور الإسلام. Making الحج is among the five matters that are among the most important matters of Islam. وهو فرض بالإجماع على المستطيع. The one who is able to go to Al-Hajj is obligated to do so by consensus. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ وُجُوبَهُ كَفَرْ. The one who denies that going to Al-Hajj is an obligation blasphemes by that. ومعنى الحج في الشرع قصد الكعبة بأفعال مخصوصة. The meaning of Hajj religiously is to go to Al-Kaaba to do specific actions. وأما العمرة فهي أيضا واجبة. Not only الحج is an obligation, العمرة also is an obligation. وهي أيضا زيارة الكعبة لأفعال مخصوصة. العمرة religiously means also to go to Al-Kaaba to do specific matters. والحج له مزية, جعل الله له مزية ليست للصلاة ولا للصيام ولا للزكاة, وهي أنه يكفر الكبائر والصغائر. Allah specified الحج with something that He did not specify الصلاة with which Allah did not specify الزكاة nor الصيام, which is the one who makes al-hajj properly, then all his sins would be forgiven, the enormous ones and the small ones. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه البخاري من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. أي تغفر كل ذنوبه كل ذنوبه. This is the meaning of what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من حج فلم يفسق ولم يرفث خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه, which means the one who makes al-hajj without committing enormous sins, without having sexual intercourse with his wife, all his sins would be forgiven, and he comes back just as he was when his mother gave birth to him. That is, without sins. Just as he was without sins at the day when his mother gave birth to him. أما الصلوات الخمس مثلا فلا تكفر الكبائر والصغائر. As for the five obligatory prayers, for example, they do not erase the enormous sins and the small sins. إنما تكفر الصغائر فقط. They erase the small sins only. مع أن مرتبة الصلوات في الدين أعلى. Although the five prayers have higher status in the religion than making al-hajj. لكن هذه مزية للحج, مزية واحدة لا تقتضي أن يكون الحج أفضل من الصلاة. But this is one criterion for al-hajj which does not entail for al-hajj to be better than the obligatory prayer. لأن الشيء قد يكون له مزية ليست لغيره, لكن هذا لا يجعله أعلى من كل من سواه أو ما سواه. Because one thing might have a criterion which others do not have, and still this does not mean that this matter has a higher rank than every other matter. ثم الشرط في كون الحج يكفر الكبائر والصغائر ويجعل الإنسان كيوم ولدته أمه أن تكون نيته خالصة لله تعالى. For al-hajj to erase all the sins, this hajj has to be done with the sincere intention. with a sincere intention. وأن يكون المال الذي يحج به حلالا. Also the money that one uses to make al-hajj has to be halal money. وأن يحفظ نفسه من الفسوق في الحج. And for one to prevent himself from doing enormous sins during al-hajj. ومن الجماع. And from having sexual intercourse. أما من لم يكن حجه بهذه الصفة فلا يجعله حجه كيوم ولدته أمه. Now the one who does not make al-hajj in this way, al-hajj does not make him, does not erase all his sins. أما الذنوب الصغار فلو لم يحفظ نفسه منها لا يمنع هذا حجه من أن يكون ماحيا لذنوبه. Now if one does not abstain from committing the small sins, this does not make his hajj, يعني still his hajj would erase all his sins, even if he makes small sins. وللحج شروط وجوب وشروط الصحة. شروط لا بد منها شروط ليكون واجبا على الشخص وشروط ليصح. أما شرط الوجوب for Hajj there are conditions to be an obligation and conditions to be valid. شروط الوجوب هي الإسلام والبلوغ والعقل والاستطاعة والحرية. The conditions for it to be an obligation are five. For one to be Muslim, for one to be pubescent, for one to be sane, for one to be able to go to Al-Hajj, and for one to be free. فلا يجب أو الحج على غير المسلم وجوب مطالبة في الدنيا. لا نطالبه في الدنيا بأن يحج. So we do not ask a non-Muslim to go to al-hajj, to make al-hajj. وإن كان يعاقب على تركه في الآخرة. Even though he is punished in the hereafter for leaving out al-hajj. كذلك لا يجب الحج على غير البالغ. Also, al-hajj is not an obligation upon the non-pubescent. وإن كان يصح منه. Even though It is valid from the non-pubescent. ولا يجب الحج على المجنون. It is not an obligation for the on the crazy person to make al-hajj. ولا على غير المستطيع. Also the one who is not able to go to al-hajj is not obligated to go to al-hajj. لكن لو استدان فذهب صح منه. But if one borrows money and goes with that to al-hajj, his hajj would be valid. والعبد لا يجب عليه الحج. The slave person is not obligated to go to al-hajj. أما شرط الصحة الشرط حتى يصح الحج فهو واحد الإسلام. Now for al-hajj to be valid, there is only one condition for one to be a Muslim. لذلك يصح الحج من البالغ المستطيع, يعني يصح من المستطيع ومن غير المستطيع. So al-hajj is valid if it is done by the one who is able, and it is valid if it is done by the one who is not able originally to go to al-hajj. كذلك يصح الحج من الكبير والصغير. Likewise, الحج is valid if done by a pubescent person or a non-pubescent person. إن كان الشخص مميزا, إن كان الصبي مميزا باشر الأعمال بنفسه, نوى بنفسه وباشر الأعمال بنفسه فيصح حجه. If the non-pubescent person is at the age of mental discrimination and he does the actions of Hajj by himself, he makes the intention and the actions of Hajj by himself, then his Hajj is valid. ويشترط ذلك في حج المميز. لا تصح النيابة عنه لصحة حجه. The one who is at the age of mental discrimination has to do the actions of Hajj by himself. It is not valid that another person does those actions on his behalf. أما غير المميز فيصح حجه إذا قام وليه عنه بأعمال الحج. As for the child who is not at the age of mental discrimination yet, his Hajj is valid if his guardian makes the actions of Hajj on his behalf. يعني الولي يحرم عنه. وليه يحرم عنه. Which means his guardian makes the intention on his behalf. أن ينوي جعل ولده مثلا محرما. That is, the father, for example, makes the intention to make his son involved in the actions of Hajj. Make the intention to make his son in the state of Ihram. إذا نوى الولي ذلك صار الصبي محرما بالحج. If the guardian makes such intention, the little child becomes in the state of Ihram. ثم يأخذه بعد ذلك وليه معه ويشهده المشاهد. Then the guardian takes this non-pubescent child with him to do the different actions of Hajj. يعني عند الطواف بالكعبة هو يطوف به. Which means he makes him circumambulate al-Kaaba with him. وفي السعي يسعى به. Likewise, he makes him make as-sa'i with him. He takes him to make as-sa'i with him. وإذا ذهب إلى عرفة أخذه معه إلى عرفة. And he takes him to Arafah with him. إذا فعل هذا صح لهذا الصبي حج لهذا الصبي حجه. If the guardian does that, the Hajj of this little child is valid. وذلك أن امرأة أتت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مرة بولد تحمله فقالت يا رسول الله ألي هذا حج؟ قال نعم ولك أجر. One day a woman came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام carrying in her hands a little child. She asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, is the Hajj of such child valid? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, yes, and you get reward for that. فإذا نوى الولي جعل ولده محرما فعل الولي ما لا يتأتى من الولد. If the guardian makes the intention to make his son, for example, in the state of Ihram, then the guardian does the actions which the little child is not able to do. So he does those actions on the behalf of the little child. وذلك كركعتي الطواف. And this is like the two rak'ahs of tawaf. لأن الولد غير المميز غير المميز لا يصح منه الصلاة. Because the child who is not yet at the age of mental discrimination is not entitled to pray. Prayer is not valid from him. ويلزم الولي أن يمنع ولده من المحظورات، محظورات الحج، المحرمات التي هي من محرمات الحج، يمنع الولي ولده من إتيانها. On top of that, it is an obligation upon the guardian to prevent his child, for example, from committing the matters that are prohibited for the one who makes al-hajj to do. And there are certain matters the one who is making al-hajj is not permitted to do. The guardian prevents the little child from doing those matters. مثلا إن كان ذكرا يمنعه من ارتداء الثوب المحيط بخياطة يلبسه الإزار وما شابه. For example, if the child is a boy, he does not let him wear the casual clothes and he makes him wear الإزار, for example. والواجب أن يحج المسلم في العمر مرة. وأن يعتمر مرة. The obligatory Hajj during one's life is one time. And likewise is the obligatory Umrah. أما الذي يريد أن يباشر الحج أعمال الحج بنفسه إذا كان غير بالغ فلا بد من شرطين: أن يكون مميزا وأن يأذن له وليه. Now if one is not pubescent and he wants to do himself the actions of Hajj, didn't we say the non-pubescent who is at the age of mental discrimination, he does himself the acts of Al-Hajj? There are two conditions for that. The first condition to be at the age of mental discrimination. The second condition for the guardian to give him permission to do that. أما من نذر الحج فيشترط لصحة وقوع حجه عن النذر أن يكون مكلفا. Now the one who makes the vow of making al-hajj, nadhr, needs to be accountable when making al-hajj for this hajj to be considered fulfilling the vow that he made. So if he makes a vow, to fulfill that vow, he needs to make al-hajj while he is pubes, while he is accountable. وحتى يقع الحج عن فرض الإسلام بحيث لا يجب على الشخص أن يعيده، لا بد أن يكون الشخص مكلفا وحرا، لا بد من اجتماع الحرية مع التكليف. Now for this Hajj to be considered the obligatory Hajj, and for one not to be obligated to repeat it, one has to be accountable and free. فلو حج العبد في حال العبودية يعيد الحج إذا تحرر إن كان مستطيعا. So if a slave person makes al-hajj once he is free, he needs to make it again if he is able. فيعلم من ذلك أن الحج والعمرة لا يجبان إلا على المسلم الحر المكلف المستطيع. From this it is known that الحج and العمرة are not obligatory except upon the free Muslim who is accountable and able to make al-hajj. وعندما نقول الحر يعني كامل الحرية ليس المبعض. When we say the free Muslim, we mean who is completely free, not the one who only a part of him is free, not the one who is free partially. لذلك لا نطالب الكافر الأصلي بالحج. This is why we do not ask the original blasphemer to make الحج. حتى لو كان مستطيعا ثم زالت استطاعته ثم أسلم لم نطالبه بالحج، لأنه في حال الإسلام لم يكن مستطيعا. So, if an original blasphemer is not able to make al-hajj, or let me say, if an original blasphemer is able to make al-hajj, and then he becomes unable, and then he embraces al-Islam, al-hajj is not incumbent upon him. Because when he embraced al-Islam, he was not able to go to al-hajj. لكنه يعاقب على ترك الحج في الآخرة كما يعاقب على كفره وعلى ترك الصلاة وعلى ترك الصيام. But such a blasphemer is punished in the hereafter for leaving out al-hajj, just as he is punished for committing blasphemy, for leaving out praying, and for leaving out fasting. أما المرتد فإن كان مستطيعا في حال ردته ثم أسلم وهو فقير قبل أن يسلم افتقر أسلم وهو فقير فقد ثبت الحج في ذمته عليه أن يسعى ليحج لو اشتغل زيادة حتى يحج عليه أن يسعى. As for the apostate, if he is able to go to al-hajj during his apostasy, but later he becomes unable and then he embraces al-Islam, so he embraces al-Islam while he is unable. But he was able during the time of apostasy, then he is obligated to go to al-hajj. He works so he can go to al-hajj. طيب إلى هنا أحد له سؤال؟ Up till here, do you have any questions? Is it clear? تفضلي. أد مكان. لو كان ابن يوم. لو ابن يوم. Even if the child is one day old, you can make al-hajj on his behalf. لا وين لا الولد الصبي الذكر لا يلبس المحيط بخياطة أما البنت يجوز راسة ليه أيمتى وين ها من يستمع؟ بالطواف مثل بالطواف يعني من يستمع؟ تفضلي أم وليد. هو ما عم بحج عنه، هو نوى جعله محرما، هيدي غير اللي بروح بحج عن حدا تاني. أي يعمل الأعمال عن الولد هكذا. هو بده ياخده معه يشهده المشاهد. من يمذكر؟ If someone apostatized. Yeah, immediately. If this happens before going to Arafat, he goes back to Al-Islam and he makes the intention again to catch being at Arafat. طيب. هلا بيجي معنا. بنطفوا من النجاسة. بنطفوا. أنا هذا اللي بعرفه. أنا بعرف هيك اللي بعرفه. منها مشكلة يعني بنظف له وبيكمل. ما. هذا اللي بعرفه. طيب. هلا من شروط الحج. جواد. And they came back to Islam when? Then they can go to Al-Hajj. Is it like what? It erases the sins. Which sin? The sin of blasphemy? The remaining sins, yes. The sin of blasphemy is erased by going back to Islam. But the other sins, they are erased, yes. ثم ذكرنا من شروط وجوب الحج الاستطاعة. We mentioned that among the conditions for Al-Hajj to be an obligation is for one to be able to go to Al-Hajj, able to make Al-Hajj. والاستطاعة نوعان. There are two kinds of ability. استطاعة حسية واستطاعة معنوية. One kind of ability is physical ability. and another type of ability. I don't know how to translate it. That is, in meaning, I don't know how to say it, in a way that you understand. نعم معنوية in Arabic معنوية now we'll explain it إن شاء الله. No, not financially. هلا we'll explain it إن شاء الله. فالاستطاعة الحسية أن يجد الشخص ما يوصله إلى مكة ويرده إلى بلده. من حيث الزاد وما يتبع ذلك. بحيث يكون هذا فاضلا أي زائدا عن دينه ومسكنه وكسوته اللائقين به ومؤنة من عليه مؤنته نفقة من عليه نفقته مدة ذهابه وإيابه ذهابه ورجوعه. مع الأمن على نفسه وماله. الأمن في الطريق على نفسه وما يحمله معه. The first type of ability is for one to have what he needs, like food and the like, to get to Mecca, to make al-Hajj, and then to come back home. And this has to be in excess of what he needs for his debts, shelter, clothing, and the obligatory support that he has to support, with which he has to support other people. So if he has on top of this what is enough for him to go to Al-Hajj and then come back home, then he is considered able. This is the physical ability. Also, he needs to feel safe for himself and what he has, his belongings, during his going and coming back. يعني لذلك إذا كان في الطريق من يأخذ من الشخص ماله ليس له طريق إلى الحج بحيث يفلت ممن يأخذ ماله أو يقتله فإن الحج لا يكون واجبا عليه. So if one by going to Al-Hajj is not safe from being killed or losing his money, his belongings. That is, there are people that are going to take by force his belongings from him. Then Al-Hajj would not be an obligation upon him. In the past, there were people, waylayers, that would take the belongings of people or even kill them or the like, or kidnap them or the like when they used to go to Al-Hajj in some areas sometimes. And even nowadays, there are people who take money from those who go to Al-Hajj by force, unrightfully. So if this is the case, then Al-Hajj wouldn't be an obligation upon the person. والنوع الثاني من الاستطاعة هو الاستطاعة الحكمية. The second type of ability by judgment is حكمية أو المعنوية, the same. The second type of ability is to be able by judgment the ability by judgment. مثال ذلك, أنه يشترط ليكون الحج واجبا على المرأة أن تجد محرما يذهب معها إلى الحج أو نسوة ثقات بالغات أو قاربنا البلوغ. An example of that is for the woman or let me rephrase it. An example of that is for Hajj to be an obligation upon the woman, she needs to find a mahram, a non-marriageable man that goes with her, or trustworthy women that are going to Al-Hajj, whether pubescent woman or close to be pubescent. And they need to be trustworthy. فإن لم تجد المرأة محرما يحج معها ولو بأجرة ولا نسوة ثقات ولا امرأة واحدة ثقة لا يكون الحج واجبا عليها. So if the woman cannot find a mahram, a non-marriageable person, man, that goes with her to Al-Hajj, even by paying him money to do that, she cannot find, and she cannot find trustworthy woman, or even one trustworthy woman to go with her, then Al-Hajj is not an obligation upon her. إن كان المحرم لا يذهب معها إلا بأجرة وكانت واجدة للأجرة وجب عليها أن تجد عندها الأجرة وجب عليها أن تدفع له أن تستأجره. Now if this non-marriageable man, المحرم, like her father, her brother, etc., does not go with her except if she pays him and she is able, she can afford it, then it is an obligation upon her to pay him. to go with her. أما إن لم تجد لا محرما ولا نسوة ولا امرأة فإنها عند ذلك يجوز لها أن تذهب وحدها إلى الحج وإن كان لا يجب عليها. Now if she cannot find a mahram, an unmarriageable man who goes with her, or trustworthy woman, or even one trustworthy woman, then it is permissible for her to go to Al-Hajj alone, although it is not an obligation upon her. So she is permitted to go alone, but it is not anymore an obligation upon her. Originally, it is not permissible for the woman to travel alone, isn't it the case? But this is an exception. This case is an exception. في بعض الأحوال يجوز للمرأة أن تسافر وحدها كما فعلت أم أيمن حاضنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، فإنها هاجرت من مكة إلى المدينة وحدها. In some cases it is permissible for a woman to travel alone, like Ayman, the nanny of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did. She went from Mecca to Al-Madinah alone. She emigrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah alone. وفي الطريق عطشت عطشا شديدا فسمعت حفيفا صوت أجنحة فوقها فنظرت فإذا دلو ماء فأخذته فشربت منه فكانت بعد ذلك لا تعطش تطوف بالكعبة في اليوم الشديد الحر ولا تعطش. When she immigrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, she was very thirsty. At one point, she was very thirsty. She heard the sound of wings above her. She looked and she saw a bucket of water. She took it and she drank from it. After that, she never felt thirsty. After that, she used to go around Al-Kaaba in the day which is very hot without feeling any thirst. Radiyallahu anha. أيمن حبشية، كانت أمة حبشية. أيمن originally أيمن was an Abyssinian slave that the Prophet inherited from his one of his parents. أما حج النفل فلا يجوز للمرأة أن تسافر لأجله وحدها. As for the optional Hajj, the woman is not entitled to go alone for that, to do that. كما لا يجوز لها أن تسافر وحدها لزيارة قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just as it is not permissible for her to go alone without a mahram to visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مرة امرأة قالت للشيخ عبد الله قالت اشتقت كثيرا للذهاب لزيارة قبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أرادت يعني أن تذهب من غير محرم فقال لها هو لا يرضى أن تأتي إليه بغير محرم. Once a woman told Sheikh Abdullah, I feel I long for visiting the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. She wanted to go without a mahram. And Sheikh Abdullah replied, well, he doesn't accept that you come to him without a mahram. It is prohibited to do that, to travel without a mahram for that. Because this is not an obligation. وذلك لحديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسافر المرأة مسيرة ثلاثة أيام إلا ومعها محرم. وفي رواية أخرى مسيرة يوم وليلة. وفي رواية أخرى لا تسافر المرأة بريدا إلا ومعها محرم. وكل هذه الروايات صحيحة الإسناد، فدل ذلك على أن المقصود مطلق السفر، ليس سفرا إلى مسافة معينة. لذلك قال الشافعية أي سفر لا يجوز أن تسافره المرأة وحدها بغير محرم، ولو كان دون مسافة القصر، ولو أقل من مسيرة يوم. This is so because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لا تسافر المرأة مسيرة ثلاثة أيام إلا ومعها محرم. Which means it is not permissible for the woman to travel a distance of 3 days without having a mahram with her, an unmarriageable man with her. In another narration, it is mentioned that it is not permissible for her to travel for the distance of 1 day and night without a mahram. In a third narration, it is mentioned that she is not entitled to travel for the distance of half a day without a mahram with her. So from the sum of those, of all these narrations, it becomes clear that there is not a specific distance which is meant to be haram for the woman to travel alone. Rather, any travel, she is not allowed to do it alone, except with a mahram with her. This is what the Shafi'i scholars understood and said from those different hadiths. أما الحنفية فقالوا يجوز إلى مسيرة يوم، يعني ما دون مسيرة يوم يجوز. As for the Hanafis, they said she can go alone for the distance of 1 day. The distance of 1 day Maybe it is like 25 miles or 30 miles. إذن باختصار لا يجوز للمرأة من غير عذر أن تسافر وحدها إلا ومعها محرم. In brief, it is not permissible for the woman to travel alone without an excuse if she doesn't have with her a محرم. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. الله أعلم. إذا كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, go ahead. ما بعرف، لا أدري. نصف يوم. المراد مطلق السفر، ليس مسافة منها بعينها. تفضل خالد. She is not obligated anymore. She can do it, but she is not obligated. Just go ahead. Yes. Yeah, we'll discuss it more. Yeah. He needs to have more than that. We'll get to it tomorrow, I mean, inshallah. Tafaddal Ahmed. لا ليس عليه. إذا حج شخص ثم ارتد ثم رجع إلى الإسلام، إذا حج حجة الإسلام ثم ارتد ثم رجع إلى الإسلام، ليس عليه أن يعيدها، لأنه خسر الثواب بالردة. أما نفس العمل فلا يعد قد بطل، لأن الردة لم تتصل بالموت. لذلك لا يجب عليه أن يعيده. If someone goes to Al-Hajj and then later he apostatizes, then he goes back to Al-Islam, he does not have to repeat Al-Hajj because he did not stay as an apostate until dying. Yes, this person lost the reward of Hajj, but he does not have to repeat Al-Hajj because he did not remain as an apostate until dying. Go on. Yeah? You can still call him Hajj. Hajj. Uh-huh. الإمام الشافعي said, if someone is able to go to Al-Hajj, but they do not go this year, they go somewhere else, they do not go with the intention of going later, with the intention of going to Al-Hajj before dying, and then actually they do it, they go to Al-Hajj before they die, then they are safe, they are not sinful. But if the person delay and then dies before, while the person is able, if the person delays and then dies before going to Al-Hajj, then this person would be, by dying, he would be considered an enormous sinner for leaving out Al-Hajj. Because what time does he have to do Al-Hajj? While he's alive. Well, this time is over. And he did not do it, although he was able to do that. Now, other imams said, no, he needs to go this year. If there is no excuse, he needs to go this year. Al-Shafi'i said, he can delay, and he is not sinful if he goes, he or she goes before dying. That is, they are worried. And where do they leave their children? There is no one to take care of them. Well, of course, one doesn't leave his or her children to die or to get lost to go to Al-Hajj. Yeah, this is an excuse, of course. Except if one has enough money to hire someone to take care of them, or there are other people, etc. But if there is no one, yeah, this is an excuse. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. What did they do at the beginning? What's the beginning of the question? If someone... Okay. They get reward. Not the whole reward, but they get reward for that. It's not... They didn't, because they did not complete, they didn't go to Arafah. But still, they get reward for that. Of course, yes. On their behalf, yes. They were able and they did not go. Then they became unable. They need to put effort. They need to work to become able to go. They need to do that. What is the proof that Imam al-Shafi'i used to permit the woman to travel to Hajj alone? This is what the Shafi'i said. Like, if the question is, in which book, for example, in the book of Rawdat al-Talibin, this is mentioned. If this is the question. Tfaddali. Umm Waleed. هو عنده ما يسد الدين أم لا؟ هيك السؤال. عم قول هو عنده ما يسد الدين أم لا، قد يملك ما يسد الدين، إن كان لا يملك هذا ليس عليه الحج، لا يجب عليه. هكذا من غير وجوب. تفضل أحمد. جاء بعدين بدي لك جواب إن شاء الله. حسب حسب، إما بيقبل أو ما بيقبل. قبول المال مثل هذا فيه منة عظيمة، قد لا يقبل الشخص. عم اقول لك حسب يقبلوا ولا لا. If a woman has the intention to travel to another country to teach because there is no one to teach there al-Islam and she travels without hijab, is she still allowed to travel by herself? Or she is sinful for traveling without wearing al-hijab? Or is that traveling haram? If there is no one to teach al-Islam and she is going to teach al-Islam, if she doesn't find anyone to go with her, she is allowed to go there. This is an excuse. But she needs to cover her hair. If she goes without covering her hair, she is sinful for that. Those are two matters. ليس عليه. ليس عليها. It is not an obligation upon the husband to take his wife to al-Hajj. It is not. Either she can or she cannot. نعم تفضلي. تفضل بها الدين. What's the relation? He needs to make up the prayers. Those prayers, did he leave them without an excuse? Then he needs to make them immediately, to make them up immediately. He needs to do them immediately. Why not? He can. Someone said that he made up in al-Hajj the prayers of 20 years. This is what he said. Eh, na'am. Lahu sawab. Donner la réponse après, inshallah, cette question. Tfadal, Dana. بيشوف اللي عنده هل يزيد عن كذا وكذا وكذا بما يكفي الحج. ما شرط حتى لو عنده أرض وعنده سيارة كله داخل. When we say he has on top of such and such matters, we don't mean he has currency. He might have a piece of land that is enough for that. He might have one car, two cars, three cars that are enough for that. Then this is counted, not just currency. Yeah, totally. أو تستعملي أو أو تديني، بس إذا كان قيمته يزيد عما ذكرنا بما يكفي للذهاب والرجوع وأجرة المحرم، إذا كان يريد أجرة وهيك، نعم لابد بيكون واجب عليك. مثلا بلى، بيملك قسم ولا بيملكه كله؟ بيملكه كله. ايه، عليه دين هون اذا كان زائدا عن دينه بما يكفي للحج. تفضلي، شو بيعمل؟ بيدعي علي يدعو الله أن ييسر له ذلك. تفضلي. Go ahead. Can you repeat please? You mean the person delayed? Yeah, without delaying. Once they could go to Al-Hajj, they went. And they died on the way. No, they are not enormous sinners. No, no. They did all what they can. تفضل وايد. ما بعد. اتفضل. I can't hear you, Fawzi. Yes. The non-mumayyiz. Yes. The crazy person is not at the stage of mental discrimination like the one-year-old boy or girl. The same thing applies to him. Yes, the father, the guardian, takes him with him. He makes the intention of his behalf. He takes him with him to at-tawaf, as-sa'i, like the little child. Like the little child, exactly. Yeah? Like the 1-year-old, 2-year-old child. Exactly. Because they are at the same stage. Even if this crazy person is pubescent. But mentally, he is like that child. He is not in the stage of mental discrimination. I didn't hear you. Eh. Eh. the same thing. As long as he is crazy, he is treated like the little one. Wafiq. أسيمة بالموت أسيمة وإلا أي متى يأسم إذن ما معنى أنه واجب عليه مع الاستطاعة الحج له وقت كما أن الصلاة لها وقت وقت الصلاة مثلا صلاة الظهر بمصير ظل الشيء مثل ينتهي بمصير ظل الشيء مثله زيادة على ظل الاستواء إذا انتهى وقتها ولم يصلي أثم ما هيك إذا أخر عمدا والحج ينتهي وقته بالموت إذا أخر عمدا فمات من غير أن يحج أثم طيب بابك بدي راجع ما سألوني سؤال شبي بعرف ما بيأثر طيب بارك الله فيكم خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم